Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't a UN speech. No. It was a battle cry.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt now calling for an investigation after an escalator stalled while carrying President Trump and the First Lady at yesterday's UN meeting.
First, it was the escalator, then it was the teleprompter, and then Katie Pavlich from Town Hall, who we offered a seat in the press pool to cover the president's historic speech today, noticed that the audio inside of the room was much lower and different for the president of the United States than the previous speaker. So when you put all of this together, it doesn't look like a coincidence.
Levitt went on to say that if any UN staffers are found to have purposely messed with the president's escalator or any of that other stuff, they will be held accountable. The UN denies any nefarious activity, pinning the blame on a videographer from the Trump delegation who ran ahead, triggering the escalator's stop mechanism.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain the volume or the teleprompter going out when it was previously working. And by the way, if you watch the speech, when he calls them out for the teleprompter not working, it suddenly comes back on like that. And you know what happened? You could tell the annoyance was building. And the first thing that got me to tune in was I was watching live on Fox News. I was doing my Battleground podcast yesterday. And Melania's face, she looked enraged. I've never seen that look on her face before. She looked really, I'm like, why is Melania so angry? Because she knew what they were doing. That's why. They did it to her. She almost fell in public. That was the point of them stopping the elevator, and they stopped it. They did. They wanted to see both of them fall in public. And Trump did the most glorious thing. He went, okay, got no teleprompter. You could tell he had been pushed too far. It was one of the most glorious speeches I've ever heard. And he talked about how Europe is heading down a path to total destruction, something we've documented endlessly here. Meaning there's not only nowhere to run if we lose this country, there's nowhere left to be free on earth but here. Take a listen.
People with evil intentions, and they're heading down a path of total destruction. You know, the carbon footprint was a big, big thing a few years ago. And then President Obama would get into Air Force One, a massive Boeing 747, and not a new one, an old one with old engines that spew everything into the atmosphere. He'd talk about the carbon footprint, we must do so. Then he'd get in and he'd fly from Washington to Hawaii to play a round of golf. And he'd talk about, again, global warming and the carbon footprint. It's a con job. At extreme cost and expense, Europe reduced its own carbon footprint by 37%. Think of that. Congratulations, Europe. Great job. Cost yourself a lot of jobs, a lot of factories closed, but you reduce the carbon footprint by 37%. However, for all of that sacrifice and much more, it's been totally wiped out and then some by a global increase of 54%, much of it coming from China and other countries that are thriving around China, which now produces more CO2 than all the other developed nations in the world. So all of these countries are working so hard on the carbon footprint, which is nonsense, by the way. You know, it's interesting. In the United States, we have still radicalized environmentalists and they want the factories to stop. Everything should stop. No more cows. We don't want cows anymore. I guess they want to kill all the cows. They want to do things that are just unbelievable. And you have it too.
Absolutely blasted them for this. And folks, as I've explained many times, none of this is an accident. If you study authoritarian communist and socialist regimes, mainly authoritarian communist regimes, they always do the same thing. Left always does the same thing. They seize means of production. Yes, there's a reason Zohran Mamdani used that quote. Seize means of production of two things always, food and fuel, every single time. They make it a property of the government, and then they redistribute it for your safety and security, energy and food security, according to politics and your value to the party. That is how they kept control in the USSR. Everybody thinks it's the gulag. It's not. You want to know how it works? Read We the Living by Ayn Rand. And it's about her time there after the Russian Revolution. They would have you spend hours. They would create artificial scarcities for fuel and food and then let you spend hours waiting online with your ration card for it. And your place in line was determined by your loyalty to the party and how much the party valued you by as a human being. And the system was rigged. So at the end of the line, the cards would always run out. They could say, well, you got a ration card. Yeah, but guess what? There's no more food. It's illegal to buy on a black market. You go to the gulag, die in Siberia. So hope you got some body fat on you. Get you to next week. And you would spend the rest of your week trying to survive, buy off the black market, avoid the police. It kept you busy and you couldn't overthrow them. They're trying to recreate this system. That is what global warming is. They know there's no global warming. It is a system of destruction, of self-sufficiency in the West, and then eventually with the means for takeover. I've explained this extreme, you know, many times on the Battleground America podcast and on this show, how it works. Get to the Lever Act, which is already on the books in America, allows the federal government to ration food and fuel and take over means of production in a national emergency, create a national emergency around global warming and climate change. And now your enemies, you've already censored in silence, have to beg you for food. It's so old, boring, honestly. They've done it so many countries, Cuba, USSR. They never changed their playbook. They're not creative people. Trump called him out on all of it. Again, that book's We the Living by Ayn Rand. Read it so you can understand the enemy. And everything they do with climate change will make perfect sense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.